This is Steve Hiles welcoming you to episode 21 of the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, a place where tips and strategies critical to the new teacher are discussed. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what your education degree didn't teach you. All the tips and tricks you didn't learn in college that will ensure your success as a new teacher. But first, a word from our sponsor. You know, I am so excited to announce this. The Teacher Rockstar Academy course pre-sale is on through April 30th, 2021. Now, this course is specifically created for the brand new teacher. It's ideal for the student teacher and perfect for the teacher returning to the classroom after an extended absence. Learn how to supercharge your classroom management skills and crush it during the first days of school. Learn more and take advantage of this money-saving opportunity by going to TeacherRockstarAcademy.com. That's TeacherRockstarAcademy.com, and start making a difference in the lives of boys and girls today. Okay, let's dive right in. You know, becoming a great teacher takes time. Now, I know that probably goes without saying. There is simply no substitute for time spent in front of students, teaching your content area and dealing with behaviors on your own. As a new teacher, it's easy to look around the room during professional development or staff meetings and see other educators as rock stars of classroom culture or geniuses in their contents. It's likely that you dream about being one of those teachers, but that reality probably seems very out of reach, at least at this point. Now, that is normal, my friend. You know, with time, years, not days or weeks, you will become that culture rock star or content connoisseur. Be patient with yourself. Your first year does not define you. And this is very, very important here. You know, there's simply no way around it. The first year is going to be rough. The second year might also be rough. But don't let your beginning years define you. You're going to get through it, okay? At breaks and periods of rest, take time to reflect on the week, the quarter, even the last year in the classroom. What did you do that was successful? What wasn't successful and why? And then what will you do differently in the future? Grow your patience and self-control. It doesn't matter what grade you have specialized in, you will need a saintly amount of patience when working with students of any age. You will grow impatient, but you can't let kids see that, okay? In fact, great teachers do their best to hide their negative emotions, whether that be impatience, fear, frustration, or anxiety. Make a conscious effort to keep track of your own emotions, and do not let them show in front of students. They will absolutely pick up on it. Now, a note worthy to point out here is to befriend the financial secretary of your school. You want to take your class on a field trip, lost a proof of attendance slip from some out-of-school professional development you attended? Interested in ordering class shirts? You'll need your financial secretary to accomplish all this and more. So it's important you stay on good terms with them. Smile at them. Make friendly conversation. Just don't cross them. Moving on to the next area I want to talk about, and that's the internet. For better or for worse, as a teacher, the internet is your best friend. We need it to connect to videos, learning programs, attendance, you name it. But there are going to be days where the internet in your building just doesn't work. Have a backup plan to revert to when that's the case. Think through how your day might look without the internet and what kids will do when it isn't available to them. All right, let's move on to using the bathroom. Now, this is really peculiar to the teaching profession. Between short breaks between classes, barely existent lunches, and planning period filled with meetings, getting to the bathroom can be a difficult task, really. As a teacher, your bladder will absolutely expand, but for the times when you just must go, get to a place where you feel comfortable asking a fellow teacher or administrator to step in for a few minutes to relieve you. You are not Superwoman or Superman, and nobody is expecting you to be. Now, as a first-year teacher, you're going to get sick at times. It may be really tempting to use some sick days as much needed mental health days, but make sure you keep some for an inevitable cold or flu. Another thing I want to discuss is learn to say no. Okay, now I know it's really hard for some new teachers, okay? But the truth is that administrators and other teachers know that new teachers aren't quite sure of how to set boundaries. You will be asked to coach athletic teams, join committees, and everything in between. You're going to be busy and stressed enough as a new teacher. Don't feel that you must take on more and more if you do not feel comfortable. Okay? Now let's talk about observations. Your first formal observation is the most important. First impressions are everything. Be prepared. Practice this lesson multiple times. I can't emphasize that enough. Triple check. You have all the necessary materials. All right. On that note, consider anyone who walks into your room to be an evaluator, especially as a new teacher. Observers will be checking in on you all the time. Get comfortable with the idea that they're eventually going to see your class when it's not at its best, and become comfortable receiving feedback and implementing it. Let's discuss work-life balance. Your personal life is just as important as your work life. There is no such thing as a perfect lesson. There will always be paperwork to do. There will always be parents to contact. Teaching gracefully means making time for yourself too. Now, this is extremely important. You have to take care of yourself. The sooner you accept that, you know, not every lesson that you teach is going to earn you a gold star, the better off that you're going to be. Now, let's have a word about discipline. As a first-year teacher, discipline was the bane of my existence. I got advice from just about everywhere. Here's what I wish I knew, okay? Sweat the small stuff. Consider this. Jenny's head is on her desk when everyone is supposed to be working, but you let it slide. You might even be grateful that she's not participating because usually she's rather distracting those around her. What you may not know yet is that kids are better than we think at picking up on things. They're all noticing that you're letting Jenny keep her head on the desk, causing them to wonder and eventually discover what else they can get away with in your class. Stop and address misbehaviors as soon as you see them. Prove to your students that you notice everything, and you won't tolerate anything less than greatness in your classroom. Relationships matter. Communicate to your students that you care about them individually. Notice when they seem particularly happy or sad and ask them what's going on. Show interest in their extracurricular activities and give them specific praise when they blow you out of the water on an assignment. When you have a relationship with a student, they become far less likely to act up in your class. And when you do have to discipline them, they're that much likelier to listen to you. Remember this, but you're not there to be their friend. It may not feel like it in the moment of administering discipline, okay? But they will respect you for having disciplinary standards and following through when they are not being met. Yes, we care about our students and want them to like us, but we're not there to be their friends, my friend. We're not their peers. Maintain your status as an authority. They should admire and respect. Very important key here. The next thing I want to address is consistency is key. Most students are hyper aware of the way themselves and their peers are treated, which is why it's unbelievably important to be consistent in your rewards and punishments. Students should never feel like you play favorites. Being consistent with rules and consequences communicates that you see everyone equally. And the last thing here, as far as discipline is concerned, is follow through. So you told a student that you're going to call their parent. By following through on that promise, you're communicating to students that you should be taken seriously. Don't give consequences that you're not willing to follow up on. And I learned that the hard way many years ago. So just make sure that you always follow up. Now, before we discuss our role with parents, here's another word from our sponsor. Would you like to jazz up your writer's workshop with an engaging lesson that our students will really love? Well, right now, grab a free copy of my Let's Write a Book activity. Engage your students by having them create their very own mini book. The resource comes complete with templates and step-by-step directions. All you have to do is simply go to getstartedontherightfoot.com. That's getstartedontherightfoot.com. Your students will feel proud knowing that they are authors of their very own book. All right, let's go ahead and move on to our discussion about parents. There will be times you think to yourself, man, you know, dealing with parents is more difficult than dealing with the actual kids. And you know what? You may be right, my friend. I'll tell you. Parents, by and large, have their child's best interest at heart. When they look at you as the adult who will be responsible for their child's safety for 8 hours every weekday, they may wonder, is this teacher any good? Can I trust my child with this adult? Or will my child learn in this person's classroom? There's very little you can do at the beginning to assuage these valid fears. Continue to communicate the good and the bad with them, even when communication is near impossible. Be prepared to be called a name or two. Don't take it personally. I know it may be difficult at times. Initiating those tough conversations will be uncomfortable at first, okay? But approach the conversation with the idea that all parties have the child's best interest in mind, and we are all here to help. Having that unified goal can help to avoid disagreements and keeps the conversation focused. Now, it's very common for the parent contact information in your school's database to be incorrect. When you have to ask a student for their parent's phone number, write it down in a Google document or another safe space for the next time you have to use it. There are going to be times when it's more convenient for you to call a parent using your cell phone rather than your school phone. Now, if you don't want parents to have access to your personal phone number, create a Google number. All right, let's move on to get to know the other teachers. Don't be too busy or wrapped up in your own classroom that you forget to get to know your coworkers. The teachers in your building have gone through exactly what you're experiencing right now, and they likely have the same annoyances that you do. Okay? So rely on them. Your data defines you. Let's talk about that. Test data is what speaks to how good of a teacher you are, so some say. In many districts, good test data is paired with pay bonuses. Strong data puts you on your school administration's good side, which comes with plenty of benefits. Teachers are a territorial bunch, and for good reason. Teachers oftentimes spend their own money on books, supplies, and furniture. Ask before you take anything, and don't assume that just because something was left in your new classroom that it's yours to use. Conversely, label your personal items and keep your door locked when you're not in your room. And ask for help from the right people. Be careful how and who you ask for help. Be specific and consider asking your coworkers before going to administration, curriculum specialists, or your learning coach. Once you identify yourself as a squeaky wheel, you'll get all the grease. In other words, meetings to attend, extra observations, etc., and etc. Now let's talk about the mounds of paperwork that you'll have. There's going to be paperwork and lots of it, my friend. Get rid of papers as they become irrelevant. Make digital what you can. Deliver student work as soon as possible. You will have piles, but at least make sure they're organized piles. Target's Dollar Spot has tons of cheap teacher supplies and inexpensive treats for your students. You might want to keep that in mind because I'll tell you, I could vouch for this. Teachers spend a lot out of their own money. Okay, so the dollar stores were excellent venues for getting needed supplies for your class. Let's discuss your roles. Although your contract says teacher, you're going to wear plenty of different hats, I assure you. Prepare yourself to act a parent, therapist, nurse, cheerleader, life coach, and many others. Because of that, learn to accept that playing these roles takes time out of your day. There are many instances where you'll feel like a babysitter or a disciplinarian. Between fire drills, assemblies, injuries, announcements, phone calls, and many other interruptions, you'll spend a lot less time teaching than you might think. Let's move on to the copy machine. It will give you some serious anxiety. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it will be broken on the morning of your observation and out of toner when you just waited in line to use it for 30 minutes. There's not much you can do about this one other than being prepared in advance. Now, you will be on your feet all day. Wearing uncomfortable shoes can make your day drag on forever. It may feel like years, so make sure that you get some shoes that are very, very comfortable for you. All right, let's look at seating arrangements. When students choose their own seats, I want you to think about this for a second. They are three times more likely to be disruptive than when seats are assigned. So think about this when you assign seating. Well, this brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to the Teacher Rockstar podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We hope that you've enjoyed listening to today's topic and found a golden nugget or two that you will be able to use. My friend, when you get a chance, visit my blog and subscribe to my newsletter for the latest educational research and unadvertised bonuses at stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. That's stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. And don't forget to subscribe to us at Teacher Rockstar Podcast. And if you'd like to support us, please feel free to share our podcast with others, post about it on social media, and leave us a review. That would be great. Thanks again, my friend, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. And always remember, you got this.